Jim Petzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN. It's 20th day of March 2024 live. We begin with a guy I used to admire greatly, Keith Olbermann, suggesting Trump's assassination would be a good thing. This is pretty disgusting stuff, in my opinion. When he had the show on Fox, Countdown, I thought it was the most brilliant program on television. I was a faithful fan. But he's turned into a raving lunatic ever since. Get this. Former MSNBC bomb thrower Keith Olbermann is taking heat for posting to social media's apparent hope that Donald Trump would be assassinated. The shrill extreme leftist jumped on his X account Saturday, replying to a Joe Biden campaign post featuring a video of a segment of a speech Trump made in Dayton, Ohio recently. The Trump-Harris headquarter post was captured. Trump says he's been treated worse than Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated. To that, Olbermann responded, "There's always hope." He was blasted by many replies. Here's Doug Ross, seek help. Here's Gunter Eagleman, cry more, Trump 2024, Spitfire. At the very least, this is a TOS terms of service violation. Perhaps Secret Service should make Keith a visit. We all know Keith is mentally unstable. Here's another. My God, did he really say that? I dislike a lot of people would never wish death upon him. Olbermann's slobbering left-wing social media posts get him in trouble a lot. Last September, he was panned for calling liberal HBO host Bill Maher a scumbag for opposing the Hollywood writers' strike in August, made himself look incredibly small by telling championship swimmer Riley Gaines she sucked at swimming. February of last year, he demanded blue states launch an economic civil war against red states. The trouble is, those were relatively innocuous, calling for an assassination a whole nother matter. We have a new book out. I'm thrilled. John F. Kennedy Assassination, a Final Analysis of David W. Manning, MD, PhD, and Jerry Corsi, PhD. David and I have been collaborating on JFK since 1992. Indeed, it was my disillusionment at an attack on students, critics of the Warren Report by the editor-in-chief of the Journal of the American Medical Association that led me to follow reports in that journal known as JAMA, where I saw one from David protesting the abuse of the journal to attack, you know, critics, and reached out to him suggesting we collaborate on a long article or a book. That went far, much farther than that. We would eventually collaborate on three books. And now we have here his final analysis of the medical evidence, which I find stunning. Now, you can get my assessment on my blog at jameshfetzer.org, Jim Fetzer. New book nails how JFK was taken out in Dallas. Or, even better, it's been published on UNZ.com on the UNZ Review, which is the hottest website on planet Earth today. And there's an emerging discussion thread. It now has about 20 contributions. That's going to be the place where issues about JFK are battled out. It's going to be very significant in the fact that there are a lot of people here who are going to offer their opinions, which are not terribly well-founded. I'm seeing a new one to which I've yet to respond that takes for granted that this Zapruder film is authentic, which is just absurd. You're going to see the real heavy lifting taking place there in the discussion thread. So I encourage everyone, check out Oon's Review. I'm going to have the link right here. Meanwhile, UK advises Ukraine to stay on the defensive in the east and focus on targeting Crimea. British soldiers are in Ukraine helping fire Storm Shadow missiles, which can hit targets deep inside Crimea. British military officials advise that Ukraine should focus on defense in its ground fight against Russia in the east, while focusing on targeted strikes against Crimea and China's Black Sea Fleet, the Sunday Times reported. The advice was given when British Defense Secretary Grant Shapps and UK Army Chief Antony Radkin visited Ukraine last week. The British official said rather than attacking, Ukrainian forces should hold the line at Bulbork back to more favorable ground if necessary. This will allow the Ukraine to force their effort on the Black Sea and Crimea with their forces, with the help of Western long-range missiles, have landed significant blows over the past 6 months. Well, the war really is over. They've lost 500,000 troops. It's outrageous. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin himself has issued a major nuclear warning that the fight for Ukraine could initiate a nuclear war. He referred to Emmanuel Macron's remarks earlier this week, suggesting the possibility of sending ground soldiers from Europe into Ukraine. He warned such a move would have tragic outcome for the countries involved. By the way, we can expect that Putin's going to take a far more aggressive approach here toward Ukraine and the West since he was reelected with such a phenomenal margin in Russia. We have a report of new pictures showing the true devastation of Hiroshima. Very interesting that we should have those. Let it be a warning as to what could come. And remember, the nuclear weapons of today are overwhelmingly more powerful than those of the past. Meanwhile, Truth Seeker reports Macron's suggestion are kind of rooted in nostalgia of France for its past colonial empire. Out of Africa, Macron's belligerence toward Russia is compensating for rejection of colonialist France. Strategic culture. No French politician can feel more aggrieved than President Emmanuel Macron, who imagined himself to be on a mission to restore France's greatness. He seemed to harbor fantasies of also leading the rest of Europe under the tutelage of Paris. Russian President Vladimir Putin was spot on this week in his observation about why France's Emmanuel Macron is strutting around and mouthing off about war in Ukraine. Putin remarked in an interview that Macron's wanton warmongering over Ukraine was born out of resentment due to the spectacular loss of France's standing in Africa. One after another, France's former colonial countries have told Paris in no uncertain terms to get out of their internal affairs. Since 2020 and the coup in Mali, there has been immense political upheaval on the continent, particularly in West and Central Africa, stretching from the vast Sahel region down to the equator. At least 7 nations have undergone coups or governmental changes against Francophone rulers, including Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Niger, Central African Republic, Gabon, and Guinea. Fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, torture, execution, babies left to die, sexual abuse. These are Israel's crimes, antiwar.com reports. Why is the same Western media obsessively reheating 5-month-old allegation against Hamas so reluctant to focus on Israel's current horrifying atrocities? Hostages tortured to death. Parents executed in front of their children, doctors beaten, babies murdered, sexual assault weaponized. No, not Hamas crimes. This is part of an ever-growing list of documented atrocities committed by Israel in the 5 months since 7 October, quite separate from the carpet bombing of 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza and a famine induced by Israel's obstruction of aid. Last week, an investigation by the Israeli newspaper Haaretz disclosed 27 Palestinians seized off of Gaza Street over the past 5 months are known to have died during interrogations inside Israel. Some were denied medical treatment, but most are likely to have been tortured to death. Think about it. That's America's gallant ally in the Middle East. That's a nation for which we should sacrifice our sons and daughters and our taxpayer money. Meanwhile, UN agency in Gaza says 1 in 3 children there are acutely malnourished. Now, please understand, to be acutely malnourished is virtually a guarantee of death, because the malnourishment entails the loss of rare trace minerals that are indispensable to life. Karen Carpenter, for example, who thought she was too fat when she was unbelievably thin, died because she had lost too many of those trace minerals from her body. It was tragic. What I regard as the greatest natural voice singer of our time. Meanwhile, in Gaza, there are no more normal-sized babies. No more normal-sized babies, because they're all deprived of what they need to have a healthy beginning, even in the Daily Mail. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is a nightmare for mothers and babies, with doctors reporting small and sickly newborns, stillbirths, women forced to undergo C-sections without adequate anesthesia, a UN official said Friday. I'm personally leaving Gaza this week, terrified for the 1 million women and girls of Gaza, and most especially for the 180 women who are giving birth every single day. Dominic Allen, UN Population Fund representative of the state of Palestine, said in a video news conference from Jerusalem. And, of course, it continues unabated. Here's my dear friend and colleague Kevin Barrett asking, do 90% of Jews support genocide? Do more than 90% of Israeli Jews support the genocide of Gaza, the current military operation? Richie Allen, who's this wonderful host out of the UK, he used to feature me before I became too hot a potato, doesn't think so. During my appearance on his show yesterday, he challenged me to cite polling data. Unfortunately, no bolster in Israel will ever ask flat out, do you support the genocide of Gaza? Nor have any asked a more polite version, do you support or oppose Israel's current military campaign? I argue that well over 90% would say they support it, less than 10 that they oppose. So we're going to have to extrapolate. Fortunately, though unfortunately for the Palestinians, this is an easy extrapolation. Times, what was Israelis think of the war with Hamas, included the following paragraph. Poll results were also hawkish when it came to the use of force in Gaza. 57.5% of Israeli Jews said they believe the Israeli Defense Force were using too little firepower in Gaza. 36.6, IDF using inappropriate. Just 1.8 said they believe the IDF was using too much firepower. 4.2 weren't sure. Let me repeat. Fewer than 2% of Israeli Jews think the IDF is using too much firepower in Gaza. I'd say, case closed, Kevin won that debate. Richie Allen's still a super guy. Meanwhile, a U.S. senator has slammed claims about the UN refugee organization as flat-out lies. I think he's got it right. Here is the story. A Democrat senator, and that's nice that it's a Democrat, blasted Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders in Tel Aviv for making false accusations about aid agencies operating Gaza. Tel Aviv has charged a UN aid agency for Palestinians, UNRWA, with acting as a proxy of Hamas. Senator Chris Van Hollen said on Face the Nation, the Netanyahu accusations against UNRWA were an attempt to eliminate the aid agency. There's no doubt that the claim that the BM and others are making, that somehow They're a proxy for Hamas are just flat-out lies. Flat-out lies. You look at the person who's in charge operation on the guard in Gaza for UNRWA. It's about a 20-year Army veteran. You can be sure he's not in cahoots with Hamas. Netanyahu is trying to get rid of UNRWA since at least 2017. Nice to see a Democrat saying something true. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers can now do whatever they please. They want to drive out those who live there. Now they have carte blanche. They got a free ride. Murder, kill, slaughter, destroy their olive trees, destroy their homes, cement their wells, are doing all of the above. Meanwhile, nice observation from responsible statecraft about the alarming lack of detail in the military's Gaza aid project. There is no way that a floating causeway the U.S. military wants to build connecting to a beach in Gaza won't require boots on the ground, say experts, pursuing another major question mark on the humanitarian surge project announced by the administration last week. Details have emerged in recent days that Pentagon plans to build a floating Trident-style causeway out of modular pieces that are en route from Fort Eustis, Virginia, to Cyprus as we speak. According to experts like Sal Mercuglanio, a former merchant mariner professor, host of the What's Going On with Shipping podcast, the floating causeway project is going to be a massive endeavor to build and will require daily maintenance for personnel on the beach once put into place. The problem with this one is it's not as durable as a permanent non-floating elevated causeway scheme and has to be maintained. You can't just set it up and leave it alone. You got to be constantly monitoring it, resetting anchors. It takes a lot to keep the system up and running. It's not that you just set up and walk away. You also got to have people ashore for it. Before the Trident floating option was actually confirmed by the Pentagon, he was explaining the problems with the project. Beyond noise, by the way, now, here's a discussion again from responsible statecraft, fact check. Debating NATO was never out of bounds. President Trump's latest comment criticizing NATO in the ensuing media reaction obscure the fact that Americans have long held dissenting opinions on the U.S. relationship to European security, as has happened all too often throughout the Trump era. The heat of escalating rhetoric on the part of the 45th president and his committed adversaries has distracted from the more substantive foreign policy debate. Today, the U.S.-European security relationship has never been more sacrosanct, at least in the mind's eye, of the national security establishment and their allies in the mainstream. Yet historically, the range of debate and criticism of this ostensibly sacred pact has been far more open than nostalgia of the modern commentary may suggest, meaning it's totally fair game. Meanwhile, the alleged superpower, the USA, no longer has a military. I'll be right back with what Paul Craig Roberts has to say.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My regard as our nation's leading public intellectual writes the following. West Point drops duty, honor, country from its motto and replaces it with Army values in its mission statement. Does this mean that duty, honor, country are no longer Army values? Are we moving toward a military academy whose value will be transformed in keeping with the woke ideology that's taken over the universities, public schools, Democrat Party, corporations, and media? Will the academy's value be transgenderism, equity, and open borders? Time will tell. We can see why honor and country have to go. The last time the U.S. military fought a war that could be claimed to be defending the country was World War II. The Korean was about preventing unification of Korea under the communists. The Vietnam was about this and also defending the domino theory. The Middle East wars were fought for the benefit of Israel. Ukraine orchestrated as a strategy against Russia. Israel-Hamas war intended as a prelude for an attack on Iran. Actually, all wars are fought for the benefit of the power and profit of the U.S. military security complex. Most of these wars were about bombing women and children. The notion that these women, murdered women and children, were a threat to the United States is so far-fetched as to be insane. The question before us concerned citizens of the United States and military veterans and retired officers is, who is it that's destroying the U.S. military and its traditional values? The U.S. military has turned off real warriors. The U.S. military today is a Tower of Babel. There is no unity between the heterosexual white males, mainly from the South, and sexual perverts feminist people of color in the higher command that restricts white heterosexual promotions and requires its only warriors to submit sensitivity training. Sensitivity train means one thing only, that a white person must accept that compared to people of color, you are a second-class citizen. This is the American world today. Little wonder no military service can meet its recruitment needs and talking about enrolling immigrant invaders to defend the country they themselves have violated. Duty, honor, country. To be displaced by army values is for me and my generation a sacrilege. To witness the superintendent of West Point, the Biden secretary of the army, and the secretary of defense submit to, or is it to orchestrate this sacrilege, tells me that the future purpose of the U.S. military is not to protect the United States of America from invasion, but to serve the interests of the ruling elite. Indeed, the current tyrannical regime in Washington has declared open borders and is flooding America with immigrant invaders. The same tyrants asserting American hegemony are pell-mell destroying America. And dumb shit Americans will vote for this anti-white, anti-American regime that is destroying them. A country half of whose population is committed to its own destruction is already destroyed. I want to believe it's not going to fall out that way. I want to believe that we're seeing a huge turn toward Trump and the Republican Party and repudiation of the Democrats and the values he's decrying. Meanwhile, we have the absurdity in New York City. Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary goes after Letitia James for trying to seize Trump's assets. Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary stunned CNN host when he slammed New York Attorney General Letitia Land for acting like a third world autocrat by seeking to seize assets from former President Trump. O'Leary was responding to reports that James has indicated that if Trump is unable to pay the massive $454 million he owes the state in a civil fraud lawsuit, it's really putting it up as a bond, she will pursue collection efforts. If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanism in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets, James told ABC News. She added that her office is prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid to New Yorkers, and yes, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day. That is the address of the Trump building in Lower Manhattan. Trump Tower. O'Leary has described the massive fines leveled against Trump in this civil fraud case as un-American. What developer doesn't ask for the highest price valued of any building they built? He told the New York Post, a reference to the crux of James' argument that Trump overvalued his properties, which everyone in the real estate business does. It's not healthy for the country. I want this renewed and appealed and turned over because it's wrong for everyone. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the door. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Trump's lawyers say securing a bond for the massive New York civil business fraud judgment is a practical impossibility. Lawyers representing former President Trump said Monday their client has been unsuccessful in his attempt to secure a bond for Judge Arthur Engoron's $464 million civil business fraud judgment against him and his company. Thus, we have our board. Letitia James is going to start seizing property on Monday over a victimless crime. The deadline for Trump to secure a bond large enough to pay the fine issued by activist Judge Arthur Engoron is coming fast. If he can't pay the fine by Monday, she'll begin taking action to seize his assets. It's going to happen, it appears. Let me just emphasize, as a call I received during the break indicated to me, this is not law and order. This is communism, seizing private property. Donald Trump is not a mobster. Donald Trump is a businessman. He's been good for New York. There was no victim of these purported crimes, as observed as standard procedure to inflate the value of real estate. But the judge assigned an arbitrarily slow value, something like between 18 and 30 million, when it was worth 200 to 300 million. But the fact of the matter is, and the relevant point, the banks have their own assessors. The banks were the lenders. The banks made their assessment. The banks were satisfied. The banks have been paid. The banks are happy. The banks would like to do more business. I cannot imagine a more outrageous violation of the principles of business rooted in capitalism in America than what's going on here in New York. Letitia James represents a communist attitude and approach to the destruction of capitalism before our very eyes. This is a victimless crime never prosecuted before, completely outrageous. Meanwhile, historic case, Biden's censorship challenge. The Supreme Court heard argument about a Biden regime agenda to push, using the influence of the federal government and social media companies, to censor ideas and comments that the administration dislikes. I would have thought it was cut and dried. This is an outrageous violation of the First Amendment. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court has ruled officials may block their constituents on social media. Get this. Public officials may block people on social media in certain situations. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously on March 15th. At the same time, the court held that public officials who post about topics pertaining to their work on their personal social media accounts are acting on behalf of the government. But such officials can be found liable for violating the First Amendment only when they've been properly authorized by the government to communicate on its behalf. The case is important because nowadays, public officials routinely reach out to voters through social media on the same pages where they discuss personal matters unrelated to government business. Thus, the Supreme Court appears reluctant to limit Biden admin contact with social media. This is troubling, too. What happened at today's hearing? This is 2 days ago. The Supreme Court heard argument today on whether the Biden admin violated the First Amendment by pressuring social media to censor posts on COVID-19 in the 2020 election that officials deemed as misinformation, meaning they, their personal subjective belief, thought they were false. But they may very well have been true. In fact, I predict virtually every statement they wanted to censor will have turned out to be true. Turned out to be true. Who the hell is in a position to have, what do they claim, privileged access to the truth by the American government so I can censor anyone because they know infallibly what's right and wrong? Just think of the absurdity of it. Meanwhile, Joe Scarborough, like the other left-wing lunatics who are going after Trump in such a fanatical fashion, watch MSNBC Joe Scarborough repeatedly using the phrase bloodbath. MSNBC host Joe Scarborough was so infuriated over claims that Trump's recent comments about a bloodbath were taken out of context, he cursed on his morning show over the matter. As reported by the Political Insider Monday, the mainstream media attempted to create a phony controversy over Trump's speech using the word bloodbath by taking it completely out of context. The GOP nominee was discussing the auto industry when he made remarks indicating it would be decimated, it would be subjected to a bloodbath if Biden won re-election. The media breathlessly suggested Trump had outright called for violence. He didn't. Here's End Woke this tweeting. We're witnessing the invention of the bloodbath hoax in real time. Unfortunately for them, we have Twitter. Here's where Trump is talking about it.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years. 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
I mean, just look at it, how grossly they're taking him out of context. But that's, of course, all they can do because they haven't got any real goods. Meanwhile, Trump is suing ABC and Stephanopoulos, alleging defamation over an interview he presented. Here we have it. And Stephanopoulos, remember, is just a toady. Former President Trump sued ABC News and George Stephanopoulos Monday, alleging defamation over the anchor's questioning of Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina about her endorsement of Trump. The March 10th interview on This Week made headlines after Mace, a rape survivor, accused Stephanopoulos of trying to shame her by probing why she endorsed the former president despite jury's recent verdicts against him in advice columnist E. Jean Carroll's sexual battery and defamation lawsuits. Look at that. He's pretending he believes it when she couldn't even remember the year in which it's supposed to have occurred. That was outrageous that you'd never have even gone to court. But that just it shows you how Democrats will lay off of one false claim or phony suit to try to make an argument in relation to another. Outrageous. Meanwhile, DeSantis, and I like this, DeSantis says Haitian migrants will go straight to Martha's Vineyard if Biden blocks deportation. Ron DeSantis has made clear that if Haitians arrive on the shores of Florida with the assistance of the federal government, they will be sent straight to Martha's Vineyard. In an interview with radio host Dana Loesch, DeSantis responded to the growing concern thousands, if not millions, of Haitians could attempt to reach the United States illegally by traveling on a boat to Florida shore. The problem when you get a situation like Florida is they have people in our state, and we want to fly them, say, back to Haiti. We have to get clearance in order to be able to do that. If you want to fly somebody to a South American country or wherever they're from, it becomes a bit more difficult, as the federal government is going to tell them not to accept our planes. So we've, through these iterations, what should we as states do? I definitely think we could help put them back over the border if they come across in Texas and Arizona. So I'd be willing to help do that. I think those states really have no other choice. At that point, it's a little bit different for a maritime state like us. We really have to get them before they reach the shores. That's why we're working hard to do that. Then he adds, we're going to send them up to Martha's Vineyard so they can hobnob with the Obamas there. Wonderful. There's a very good video, by the way, by Michael Yon about the Darien Gap and how all this, how the migrant crisis is being engineered.
Michael Yon, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for having me on. I just got in from the Darien Gap. And up in beautiful Tennessee now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure this is quite the change of scenery for you.
It is. I mean, yeah, literally just the other day or 2 days ago, we're surrounded by NGOs like IOM, International Organization for Migration, the main engine of the invasion.
Man, well, we got a lot to talk about today. Me and you have been going back and forth for, what, about 6 months now? So
guess what? It turns out these are primarily Jewish organizations, non-government organizations, bringing about the border crisis. It's not just at our southern border, however. Here's Zero Hedge reporting, we're so sick of it. Northern border crisis gets worse. At dawn or dusk, Christy Brow used to enjoy alone time walking in the woods of her 21-acre property in Highgate, Vermont, a small rural town near the U.S.-Canadian border. Lately, however, she's cautious. She's worried about potential encounter with illegal immigrants along the remote logging trail. I don't go out by myself anymore, especially at night. that Ms. Brow runs a dog obedience business from her home. It's unsettling. You can't feel relaxed anymore. You want to be safe in your own house and on your own property. It's getting bad. Sometimes we see them on the interstate looking for a ride. Yes, that's what Biden doing all over the country. Meanwhile, Canada
is the country
is dying.
That even immigrants are leaving. They can't wait to leave. I'm going to pick on Canada once more. I visited a couple of months ago. I made a video that went viral. That video got taken down. But I have to show you the truth about Canada, the direction that Canada is going, and what you, as a Canadian or as an aspiring wealthy Canadian investor individual, you should move out as soon as possible.
Very, very good critique of what's going that I'm pleased to say was shared with me by Layla. Meanwhile, Obama appointed judge rules illegal immigrants can carry guns in the U.S. They're fighting Americans having the right to carry guns, but here's an Obama appointed judge ruling that the immigrants can't carry them. Gee, I wonder what they're going to do with them. U.S. District Judge Sharon Jackson Coleman, appointed by Barack Obama, ruled that an illegal immigrant has a right to bear arms under the Second Amendment. I thought that applied to citizens of the United States. This ruling came about in the case of Gilberto Carbajal Flores, who faced charges under 18 U.S. Code 922G5 federal statute prohibiting non-citizens without legal status in the U.S. from possessing or affecting commerce any firearm or ammunition or to receive any firearm or ammunition. Carbajal Flores, who's been living in the U.S. illegally, was charged after he was found to be carrying a gun in Chicago. But she says, no, he's got the right to do it in violation of the law. How bad is that? How bad is that? Meanwhile, Mike King, who loves to poke a stick in her eye, says the GOP flamethrower with a right-wing vision from North Carolina may become the next governor. He's a rather interesting guy by the name of Mark Robinson. He has, on occasion, quoted Hitler. He is a Holocaust denier, and yet it's going to be a close race. Very interesting. There is a reason the liberal media fills the airwaves with programs about the Nazis and the 6 million Jews they murdered. There's also a reason those same liberals do not fill the airwaves with programs about the communists and the 100 million people they murdered. Very nice point. Of course, there weren't any 6 million. There were 296,081 who died at all the camps combined, none of whom from being put to death in a gas chamber using Zyklon B. Meanwhile, a Republican unveils a new anti-woke bill that would script money from the top liberal holy grail. Get this. In recent years, Republican lawmakers have successfully passed what's been called anti-woke laws. In many red states, they passed laws that undermine the progressive left agenda in business school and other organizations. This has obviously outraged Democrats, who attack Republicans by claiming they're restricting American freedom. But it doesn't look like Republicans have any intention of slowing down. Anti-woke bills are apparently popular with conservatives, and members of Congress have introduced yet another. This one targets medical schools' admission and curriculum. If schools don't comply with this rule, they could lose billions from the Daily Wire. Any medical school, it has diversity, equity, and inclusion incorporated in their admission or instruction, could lose all federal funding if a new bill set to be introduced isn't passed. The bill would bar graduate medical schools from receiving federal funding if they have policies that deprive medical students of opportunities on the basis of race, color, or ethnicity. Sounds like a good idea to me. Here we have a serious question. What will happen when they give the green light to millions of radicals to cause widespread chaos all over America? Zero Hedge. violence and crime are already completely out of control over the United States. In fact, you definitely wouldn't want to be caught in the streets with hordes of lawless young people. Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
All the lonely people. Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here are three stories about TikTok. The threat is purely hypothetical, U.S. Intel admits. The frenzy to ban TikTok is another national security state scam. Democrats are already trying to use a TikTok ban bill to destroy Twitter before the election. Think about it. They're fabricating an issue in order to conduct a very destructive effort on the First Amendment right for freedom of speech. The purported threat of TikTok, U.S. national security, has inflated into a hysteria of Chinese spy balloon proportions. But the official record tells a different story. U.S. Intel has produced no evidence a popular social media site is ever coordinated with Beijing. That hasn't stopped many in Congress or even President Biden from touting legislation that would force the sale of the app, as a TikTok frenzy fills the news pages with empty conjecture and innuendo. How bad is that? So what's really going on? Here appears to be the answer. We told you so. Think on the bill to ban TikTok in America isn't even dried yet. The bill passed the House next week. It will soon be taken up by the Senate. Democrats already calling on Biden to use the newfound powers the bill gives him to ban Twitter before the 2024 election. House Democrats are accusing Elon Musk of colluding with Islamic terrorist groups, of all things, demanding that Biden shut down Twitter to stop foreign influence in America. At least that's their excuse. The real reason is that Twitter, sorry, I just refuse to refer to a company with a letter of the alphabet. Couldn't Elon have used two letters to give it an actual name like AX? Anyway, the real reason they want to shut down Twitter is because it allows many conservatives to have their free speech rights back on the internet. Democrats don't want their lies to go challenged, so Twitter is an existential threat to them as a political party indeed. The truth is anathema to Democrats, and this disturbs me profoundly. USA Today taking a stand versus Caitlin Clark, the greatest basketball player, maybe one of all time, most certainly of all women. USA Today versus Caitlin Clark. Women's basketball needs faces of future to be black. What are they doing? Predicting the next great female basketball player is going to be black? Women's calling basketball is popular at the moment in sizable part because of Caitlin Clark, a record-setting six-foot guard at the number two ranked U of Iowa, is sort of the Stephen Curry of women's basketball, shooting from 35 feet or more. From the USA Today sports section, women's basketball needs faces of future to be black. Unbelievable. We'll be right back and taking your calls.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle